And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Monday night, and we're going to be talking with Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Primarily tonight, though, about how we're going to get the kids ready for elections. I know you're not only the varsity football coach at Belmar, but you're also a social studies teacher as well. Correct, Vernon?
Yes, Phil. The part of the curriculum is not only being a head coach, but also I teach math to our juniors as well as a social studies as well to our outgoing seniors.
And tell me about you guys had a mock election on the presidential race that we're having among the kids, which is something that is happening, I imagine, across the country. Students getting involved in this.
That is absolutely correct, Phil. And in conjunction with that, this past summer, I wanted to mention to you and your listeners that I took, along with 300 other educators in the greater Southern California area, high school educators, I took a racial sensitivity course at UCLA and learned quite a bit in dealing with our students vis-a-vis this election. I found out an awful lot.
Now, you had a mock election this past week with the students?
We did have, and as you mentioned, like a lot of high schools do, and we involved all of our students. And again, racial sensitivity comes into play here, and we wanted to make sure that all of our students not only participated, but participated properly, and we're aware of the process.
All right, now, before we get on to anything else, tell me how this racial sensitivity applies to the elections, to the mock elections specifically that you had with your students.
Thank you, Phil. I will. A number of years ago, the last presidential election, I had shared with the students that my preference for Bush. This got back to some of the parents. We have a rather liberal student body. The parents here are fairly liberal, and they were upset. The fact that I had voiced my preference, a lot of these parents were minority parents, and I'll tell you what, boy, that only needs to happen to me once. I'm sure a lot of the flack that we got about our football program almost being closed was because of that. So I decided I didn't want to make that same mistake, and I took racial sensitivity.
All right, you have a lot of black and Hispanic students, I take it?
We have about 25% minority enrollment here, yes.
All right, and you, in order to be racially sensitive, how does that, because I'm having a hard time.
Well, let me help you with this, because I understand it. You have a mock election involving black students as well as white students, and we have Hispanic and Asian students. A lot of the parents that got upset with me were black parents, because I had voiced a preference for Bush. So, as I said, not to make the same mistake twice. I encourage the kids who are voting. I said, what we're going to do is I want to review your votes, and at which time I did review the voting of the students, and I found that quite a few number of students had voted for Kerry, so I asked, or voted for Bush, I should say, and I asked the kids to raise their hands which one had voted for Bush, and I've got about 10 African-American students in my social studies class, and about 7 of them had raised their hands saying they voted for Bush. And that's when I told them that what we would like them to do is change their vote. So, again, not to get me into any problem with these parents, because they go wild on you, a lot of these parents. And a lot of times I feel like I'm, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these Three Stooges movies, you know, where they got a monkey sitting on a guy, chimpanzee sitting on a guy, hitting him with a shoe or something. I felt like that was my situation. So I encourage the kids to vote for Kerry. And that way Kerry did win as a result of that.
You told the black kids they should vote for Kerry, even though they had voted for Bush.
I told 7 of the 10 had voted for Bush, and I asked them to change their votes, yes, sir.
Because the parents were upset?
Because you have to understand something. Racial sensitivity means you have to understand the culture and the racial inclinations of a lot of the kids. And I don't need a lot of these parents going wild all over me because I told their kid to vote for Bush or something.
Yeah, but you're not telling the kids to vote for Bush. You just said that's your preference.
Well, that's correct. But in case I had an influence on these kids, I told the black kids to go ahead and change their vote on to Kerry, and that way we are going to be a little bit bit more representative and do, I think, what the parents want and ultimately what we encourage the young people to do.
All right, our number is 1-800-4... Boy, that's... I got to ask you about that last comment. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, a high school social studies teacher, having a mock election on the presidential campaign. But you encouraged the African-American kids to change their vote to Kerry. And you just said they're expected to vote for Kerry?
Well, what I said was, again, racial sensitivity, and as an educator you learn this, means that you have to be sensitive to the racial situation or
inclinations, cultural, subcultural inclinations.
That is correct. Yes. When I found out that I had some African American kids in my class who had voted for Bush, I immediately went back to the year 2000 when their parents went wild all over me because I had had voted.
All right, let's go back to 2000 if I could, Vernon.
Certainly.
In the year 2000, before that presidential election, you were talking to some seniors in a social study class. You said you preferred Bush.
That is correct.
And this got back to the parents?
Yeah, it did. It got back to some of these minority parents, especially. And they said, well, what am I sending my kid to school, to a liberal arts school, which we are primarily a liberal arts school insofar as we stress English and art and the arts. What's this guy doing? Saying,
Yeah, but you had a right to express an opinion, didn't you?
Hey, let me tell you what. Shortly after I expressed that opinion, we had a funding meeting, and they were talking about cutting back our football program. So I know that some parents got upset with me. So I decided,
Yeah, but you've got the right to say to the kids, my preference is for Bush, but you have to make up your own mind. Don't you say that?
That's what I said. But I'm going to do. I'm willing to do anything. I want to stay as far out of trouble as I can, and by the same token, show some of this, the racial sensitivity thing. And this is something that you have to understand. In your line of work, you can say what you want, pretty much do what you want. In my line of work, I have to walk the line, very fine line, between teaching the kids and not, for want of a better term, not getting their parents going wild. And so they went wild, and so I told the black kids.
Hold on for a minute. You told the African American kids they needed to change their vote to Kerry. They needed to vote for Kerry.
That's correct.
Well, what about the Hispanic kids? What about the Asian American kids?
Well, the trend among Hispanics and Asians is they vote for both sides. They vote for everybody. So you don't have to tell them what to do. The black kids, they're a part of a culture that is going to vote for Kerry, and you want to be sensitive to that. Now,
all right, being sensitive to that, I understand. I'm not trying to argue with you here because you're the educator.
I was going
to
say, I'm the teacher,
But by the same token, being sensitive that if the kid really wants to vote for Bush in this mock election, why not let him, even though the parents may be a little upset with that?
Well, I tell you, it's my job. Okay, and I don't need to be called a racist, and I don't want to be called these kind of names.
Were you called a racist for encouraging kids to vote for Bush?
Well, I didn't encourage any kids to vote for Bush, but yes, I was called a racist by some of these parents, and understandably so, Phil. I'm not disagreeing with it.
You feel you're being racist by saying your preference is for Bush?
If that's what the blacks say, I don't want to get into any trouble here. I'm just trying to lay low and just let, I don't need them, we don't want funding cut for a football program, and I'm just trying to teach the kids social studies. So to that end, I told the kids, the black kids,
So I just want to be clear, and I don't mean to keep interrupting you.
Go ahead.
The votes came in. You looked at the votes. You saw that there were a number of votes for Bush. You asked which of the kids voted for Bush, correct?
I did. I asked for a show of hands, yes.
And you got about, of the 10 African-American kids in your class, 7 of them voted for Bush.
Yes, that's correct.
At which time you told them you're going to need to change your vote.
I did say that. Yes, I did. Because these are young people, and again, I got to be racially sensitive here. And
but isn't it being racially sensitive if the young person who happens to be a person of color wants to vote for Bush? Isn't that being racially sensitive?
No, because you have to be racially sensitive to the adult view, and you got to be racially sensitive to the parents too, and you have to teach the kids too. And, you know, so you got a black kid, and he's voting for Bush. You have to be racially sensitive to the fact that he's going to be expected to vote for Kerry, and you have to encourage that as much as you possibly can. So I told the kids...
So you just said to the kids, you're going to need to change your vote.
Well, I told them that I was going to change it for them. And
how did they feel about that?
I'm sorry, Phil?
How did the kids feel about you changing their vote?
Well, let me tell you something about being a teacher. I do have mock elections for president, but when it comes to running my class, it's pretty much a dictatorship. So I don't. You're asking me how they felt. I don't know how they felt. I don't really care. I mean, I'm the teacher. They're the student. I say, they do. That's
all right. 1-800-449-8686. You heard the story. It's an interesting story of a group of African American students in a social studies class who showed a preference for Bush in their mock election. Vernon Dozier is the social studies teacher who said to be racially sensitive to the fact that many blacks vote for Kerry. He encouraged the kids to change their vote to Kerry, in part because he wants to preserve his job and he doesn't want to appear racist. I'm wondering if teachers need to go that far in showing racial sensitivity, or is it preferable if there's a young black person in a class to tell them, if we're having a mock election, you guys, you vote for Kerry and the rest will, I guess, follow their own conscience. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, social studies teacher here on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mock elections in high schools. You know, everybody is very, very much turned on to this presidential campaign this year. And as we look at our young people in high school, of course, they have their mock elections. They try to participate in their social studies classes and their civics classes. Vernon Dozier is an educator from Belmar Academy in Glendale to talk with us about this. But you had an unusual situation here, Mr. Dozier, and I want to get into this. You had black students that voted a preference for President Bush, but you asked them to change their vote to Kerry.
But on the basis...
Yeah, I know, on the basis of racial sensitivity.
That is correct, and you need to understand, to be a teacher in my position, you got parents, crawling all over you and screaming, you know, this, that, and something else. And the other thing, medically... As the result of the stress that I was put under after the 2000 election, where these parents said, "How dare you talk about President Bush? How dare you talk about a preference for Bush?" I developed a personal problem, a substance dependence problem, and all of that plays into the fact that I've got to take the stress off of myself. So, if it means telling a group of black kids, "Will you just please, in the name of everything holy, you know, vote for Kerry, please, so I don't have to."
No, I understand that it's difficult, but teachers have to deal with parents all the time.
Yeah, but these parents are all Africans who want to vote for Kerry, and their kids want to vote for Bush. I'm not going to. I'll tell you what. When push comes to shove, I'm going with the parents any day of the week.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bommie, hi, Bommie or Bomi? Yes, ma'am. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Bumi, and I have to make a point that teachers shouldn't be changing the vote for students, or teachers shouldn't be telling them what they should do. It's the student choice to choose what they should do or not. They should learn from their mistakes.
You're Asian, so I'm not talking about your people. Your people vote pretty much about, you know, all the way across the board. I'm just talking about a lot of the black kids, that's all.
It doesn't matter. We are talking about student-teacher relationship here. We are not talking about African-American or Asian or the matter. Teacher has no right to tell students, you shouldn't be voting for this person or this. You have every right to direct somebody to write direction that way. You should be doing this or you shouldn't be doing that, but you shouldn't be telling them, change your vote to Democrat, and I'm a fan of Kerry.
I got to tell you, Bomi, you know, I know you don't mean anything by this, but you sound just like a lot of these parents that call up and go crazy on me. You know, you sound like a lot of the black parents call, well, you can't do this, can't do that. Look, let me just say,
are you a parent, Bomi?
No, I don't have any kids.
Okay.
All right, let me just say this.
But the job of a teacher... My both parents were teachers.
Okay, but the job of a teacher is to educate, not necessarily let kids do whatever they want to do. If you let kids do whatever they want to do and they're smoking, you know, you got crack, they're smoking crack in the bathroom and having, you know, premarital sex all over the place, you can't do that. You have to guide young people. And when it comes to racial sensitivity, when you get a black kid in your class, man, you better watch your step.
I've been listening to your show for at least this past 15 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
You said you told black students change their word to carry.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I do not agree with you that part. Yes, when they do the wrong thing, you have every right to punish them and tell them that, wait a minute, this is the wrong thing you're doing. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. This is what you should be doing. But you can't stop them. If they're going to go outside and do it.
Yeah, but the kids
they're
are going to...
They're going to go drugs
look,
outside
when
and
they,
do it.
When they get to be older, Bomi, these black kids are going to be expected to vote for Democrats. I'm not doing them any favor by giving them the illusion that they're going to vote for Republicans.
You know what? You are not giving them chance to vote.
Why not let them decide for themselves?
They make their own decisions.
Can I ask you a question, Bomi?
You have no right to change that decision.
Are you...
People have a right to guide them in a direction where they should go, but you have no right to tell them you should vote for Kerry.
I just got the accent. You're a Hindu or a deal like that, right?
Yes, I am Hindu.
Now, the Hindu folks, who knows who they're voting for, right? But the black kids, when they get to be adults, they're going to have people saying, okay, let's go. You're voting Democrat. Now, what's going to happen to me if somebody finds out that that kid was in my class and he's voting Republican? I'll tell you what happens to me. You know, the equivalent, the figurative equivalent of being pinned down in a holding tank. And I don't need that. You don't need that.
You know what? Right now, you're scaring me. I don't even want to say, if I ever have a kid, I don't want my kids in your class.
Ma'am, I'm trying to get your kids to do what you...
I wouldn't have my kids in your class because you are not a good teacher.
Well, you know, Bomi, I agree with you. This is Phil Hendry. I think that young people...
Well, Mr. Hendry, I didn't come on your program to be ganged up on.
No. But we're just saying that young people should be encouraged to think for themselves while you want to make sure that you stay on the proper side of their parents. By the same token, when push comes to shove, I would think the student wins, not the parent.
Oh, no. You don't know anything about educating. Let me tell you what. You get these parents angry at you, they'll go wild all over you, especially these black ones. Man, they'll go ape on you.
Yeah, but the parents are taught to be students.
Right,
you shouldn't have to change their vote. If they think they should vote for Republican,
well, now let me ask you, do you Hindu?
It's not your choice to change their vote. Parents should talk to their kids.
Well,
this is wrong and this is right.
Oh,
not
God.
Your place to change that.
All right, Bomi, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Maria, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Hey, I think the coach, I think he's totally wrong with this racial sensitivity thing that he's talking about.
Oh, here we go.
I think if it's a problem, then you shouldn't say anything. You shouldn't tell your class at all if you're voting for one way or another. Have them just vote whoever they want for.
Well, I made that mistake in the year 2000. I simply said to the kids, because they asked me, who are you going to vote for, Mr. Dozier? I said, well, my preference.
You can't tell them.
You can't
tell them because you're just doing a big disservice. You're not being racially sensitive at all. That's not racially sensitive.
Well, I shouldn't have told them, you're right, but I did. So now I got to correct the problem. And the way you correct the problem is tell the black kids to vote for the guy they're supposed to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Coach, are you in a restaurant right now because there's an awful lot of noise?
I am, Phil. I'm actually in the, I'm over at Larkin's here in Altadena at a, having some dinner.
Okay. You mentioned you had a substance abuse problem. I was just, you're not in a bar, are you?
Well, no, I'm in the bar, but I'm not drinking. But I can tell you this much. What I've had to deal with over the last 4 years with these parents caused me to have a...
Well, you said you had a substance. Is it alcohol?
Yes, sir, it is, yeah. So that's another thing. You get a lot of people calling up and saying, well, you should do this, you should do that. They turned me into a, into a... It's a difficult thing to admit to the administration, though, you know, an alcoholic, because they're trying to tell me this and that, you know. Look, all I want to do is I just don't want anybody to call me a racist, okay? Man, I don't need that problem when we're trying to get funding for a varsity football program. Brother, I don't need that. And if that's what people are calling me, man, you know, I got to do what I can to disabuse them of that notion. I'm just trying to be racially sensitive.
All right, but you are telling the young African-American students in your social studies class, you told them in the mock election last week, don't vote for Bush, you're expected to vote for Kerry.
That is correct, yeah. And I'm having a difficult time finding what it is that you people are trying to say to me.
Is that helping kids think for themselves?
We do help kids think for themselves. But the black kids, and they can think for themselves when they're adults. I'm trying to get them ready for adulthood. And getting them ready for adulthood is to tell them, look, you're a African American, and I don't know if you've seen the election. Kerry, he's made it very clear. If you're black, man, you better step up to the plate. Now, he has made that very clear. If you are black, brother, you better step up to the plate, or else.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, ma'am.
I am a school teacher, and what I am being called by this gentleman, who is a social studies teacher, is extremely racist.
Are you in the public school system?
I am in a public school.
All right, well, that explains that.
I don't care about the private school issue. It does not matter. As a teacher, it is your ethical responsibility to neither persuade or tell a child how to vote. Your job is to educate and inform.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter who
exactly.
you are for.
Exactly. And it's not about who I'm for. It's being racially sensitive to the African whole deal. And they vote for Kerry. Their parents do, and they will be expected to as well. How am I going to get these kids ready for being adults if they don't get the program? Get with the program. You heard Kerry this week.
You know, teach them how to read all of the materials.
Absolutely.
Teach them how to go online.
Absolutely.
Do not tell them how to vote. That's racist in the reverse order in the fact that you're stereotyping an entire race as to they all vote Democrat. And I guarantee you,
you had to do a real leap of logic to get there, didn't you? It's racist in the reverse order.
Listen, if you pull up the demographics, not every black person is voting for every white person is voting for Bush.
You're right, ma'am. There's got two black guys in Canada that aren't going to vote for Bush. That's about it.
No, sarcasm is not going to get you anywhere.
No, I'm not.
A teacher's responsibility is to educate.
Let me ask you a question. Then let me ask you a question as an educator. When you get a black kid, and you know you've got...
I've had many.
All right, and you know you got to talk to the parents. And the kid says to you, hey, ma'am, whatever your name is, I'm going to vote for Bush. You have got to tell that kid straight. Wait a second.
You know, this reminds me of a scene in Malcolm X's autobiography where he wanted to be a lawyer, and he was told, well, you're black. You have to be a,
Well, this is in 1933, Mr. Hendry, in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, that sounds a lot like it, though. It's that you're black. You have to vote for Kerry.
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that I'm treating somebody like Malcolm X got treated in Omaha?
Pretty much the same way. He was told you can't be a lawyer. You got to be a this or a that.
I'm telling the kid, vote. I'm encouraging the boy to vote. I'm just saying his people are going to go wild on me if they find out that he ain't voting for Kerry.
But a vote is a private issue. What you do is educate the child. You give him the information. You tell him. He doesn't have to tell one person.
How can I make you people understand? How can I make you people understand? You say you're a teacher.
How can I make you understand?
Of all the people who understand.
Your job is not to tell a kid his vote. Pure and simple. Just like your parents hopefully he can tell you how to vote.
Of all the people that would
understand,
of all the people that should understand me, you should. And there
and
you are.
I'm trying to. I really am.
Here I am looking for water, and you're giving me vinegar to drink.
I am really trying to understand your position. But if you remember back to your education classes, which I know you went through, you were taught not to impart your beliefs, your ethical system.
This is my belief system.
All right, okay.
Onto another
Stephanie, thank you for your call. Do you hear?
Look, Mr. Mayor, my beliefs, is she still there?
No.
Why not?
I got rid of her. Moving on.
Well, I tell you, as soon as I get somebody in my corner, a teacher, you cut her off. See, and to me, that's...
No, she wasn't even in your corner.
Look, I'm not telling the kids that I like Kerry. I told the kids that I was going to vote for Bush. And so that no one calls me a racist and thinks I got a pointy hat on, I told the black kids, but you go ahead and vote for Kerry. Now, how's that racist?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Althea. Althea, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a African-American mother. I have three children,
Thank God.
I'm appalled.
Thank God.
And you would have the students tell them who to vote for. Why can't they think like the rest of the children in your class?
But, ma'am, they're African-American kids. They're all going to vote for Kerry.
Does that make us like... stupid?
No, ma'am, not at all.
You know what?
No, ma'am,
what I don't like is how you're describing us. Oh, they go ape and they go wild. Why can't you say they just get upset? And another thing, why didn't you just say, I won't tell you who I'm voting for because I don't want to make you biased. I want to
This was 4 years ago. This is this year.
I don't care if
this
it was
election.
2 years, 20 years ago.
I told the kids.
I'm tired of people doing just what you're doing. Like like Malcolm X. He wanted to be a lawyer. They wanted them to probably be a janitor. When I was going to school, they didn't
be
a social worker.
Just because Mr. Hendry brought up Malcolm X doesn't mean you got to weigh in on it, okay? I want
to
say this.
Piggybacking on what he's saying.
Ma'am,
we can think
for ourselves. Of course you do.
I don't like
of course
what
you
he's done.
The black
and
folks.
We really need to go back.
Ma'am,
we
I'm
really
simply.
We need to go back and rethink.
Why won't anybody listen to me?
Yes,
all right,
you're bigot.
No, ma'am.
Yes, you're bigot.
Hold on for a minute. Now,
that's not being
biased. I said, of course black people think for themselves, and after they thought for themselves, they vote for Kerry.
Get away. Are you stupid?
They vote for Kerry. Ain't you going to vote for Kerry? Of course you are.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for because I've been listening to the...
that surprises me.
Wrong.
What do you mean that surprises you?
She says she doesn't know who she's going to vote for.
Why does that surprise you?
I believe the lady identified herself as African-American.
Okay, and?
Oh, man, you people are really something. Black people vote for Kerry.
If I am Democrat, I have a right to go Republican if I want to.
Ma'am, I can only tell you that you're going
to
make...
It's a ring and stone that I have to...
If you want to see... All right, if you want to see your people go wild, you go ahead and vote for Bush.
Yeah, why wild? Why not upset? You know what? You're a bigot, and I don't like that.
But boy, Mr. Hendry, the black folks have an attitude that...
what do you mean they got an attitude?
Black people, there was a teacher on, and I'm sure she's your color.
I'm just trying to...
She didn't approve of what you said either.
Mr. Dozier, you can see that in trying to do the right thing, you got a lot of people angry with you.
Yeah.
You're not letting us think. We want to think and make our own decisions like you do.
Ma'am, absolutely. And after you think and make your own decision, you're going to vote for Kerry. That's all I'm saying. So I'm saying to
you
these
kids... You
don't
know who I'm going to vote for. I don't know what Kerry is. And I like the fact that there might be somebody else, but I don't want to just throw away my vote.
Okay, Althea, you're right. I don't know who you're going to vote for, brother.
Well, what does that mean?
I mean, come on. She knows she's going to go into the booth and vote for that canoe head and all that.
What do you mean, canoe head?
I'm talking about Kerry.
You
know what, man? The only way you vote
for... that? You're a piece of work.
Ma'am, I will tell you,
I can't believe it. I'm appalled.
Ma'am,
my kids are not going there because you would have a problem.
Look, the only way you're going to...
I wouldn't go wild on you either.
Ma'am?
I wouldn't go wild. I wouldn't curse you out.
What do you think you're doing now?
She's not going wild. She is reacting.
Look, the only way this lady is going to vote for Bush is if it comes out in the news that he's octoroon or he's got, you know, something like that. And
look, you don't want to be a racist.
That's correct.
And you don't want anybody going, quote, wild on you for it. Everything you're saying, what do you mean Bush is an octoroon?
Well, I'm... Well?
You're a jerk. You know that. You're a jerk, but you know
can
what?
I ask
I'm
you a
pay
question?
For you because you need help.
Can I ask you a question?
And if you need help because you are... teaching the children,
ma'am,
and you're messing up their minds.
I'm messing up their minds. I'm trying to get them to go for Kerry, which is what they're supposed to do. Can I ask you a question? Do you burn in the summertime? No. Do you burn in the summertime?
Do I burn in the summertime?
Yes, ma'am.
You're darn right I burn in the summertime.
Wow.
How
the hell is that? I don't understand.
All over
see,
my
that
body
blows
if
my
I
mind.
Keep my butt out in the sun.
That blows my mind. I don't understand.
What do you mean it blows your mind?
I was going to make a point.
But do you believe that all black people can burn? Are you crazy? Do you know the darkest black person burns faster than a white one?
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Just can't see
in a house fire, or what are you saying?
Not in a house fire. She's talking about a sunburn.
Ma'am, it's a fact. Look, all right, okay, go ahead and laugh. I'm a teacher.
You're in the bar.
All right, okay.
You need to get out and get some help.
And the reason I'm in a bar room tonight is because of these parents who wouldn't let me teach in the first place.
You need to be on your
knees. I ought to be on my knees doing what?
Praying.
Well, that's not what you said.
Yes, she did.
I said you need to be on your knees praying. I didn't say nothing nasty.
I heard you say something nasty.
No,
I ought to be on my
not.
Yeah, I ought to be on my knees doing something.
Praying,
she
I
did.
Said.
She said praying.
I heard the lady reference something else.
No, you didn't.
Ma'am, yes, I did. You know what? I don't like people laughing at me.
Well, then you better straighten up because you have
all
a
right,
problem.
Okay, I got to take a break here. Hold on. Are we out of time? I got one more phone call here. Kathy, go ahead.
Hi, social studies teacher. I think you hit the point right on
yes.
the head. You're giving the kids the best lesson they've ever learned because the whole political process teaches us the same thing. Don't think, don't listen, don't think about the issues, don't study anything, just vote right along your political party line.
That's not what I'm teaching them. That's
sure,
not what I'm teaching
did.
Them at all.
You
no, I'm not. I'm telling them
African-Americans
black folks are supposed to vote for Kerry.
Everybody else vote for Bush. And
that's pretty
that's
much what
exactly
happens.
That's what the political process tells us as adults.
Well, then you agree with it.
I think you're doing it exactly right.
Thank you very much.
I think you gave them the best lesson.
She's being sarcastic.
People think we are
no,
idiots.
She's not. She's agreeing with me.
No, she's being sarcastic. Okay. 1-800-4-
Why'd you cut her off?
Because she's making fun of you, man. She's being sarcastic.
No, she wasn't. She was agreeing with me.
No, she was not. She was being sarcastic.
Let me tell you something.
Well, what do you mean, let me tell you something?
Hold on. I'm sitting in a bar room right now, and I'm looking at a bottle of Knob Creek. Now, I'll tell you something right now. My mouth's watering. But I'm staying away from it. The same reason why I'm trying to get the black kids to vote for Kerry. The Mexicans can vote for who they want to. And the white folks can vote for who they want to. And that's how it's been done. And all I've been getting is a heaping teaspoonful of dung stirred up in my coffee. If I go back to drinking tonight, brother, you're the reason.
Hello? All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We go to Hal. Hal, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil. How are you? Enjoy listening to your program very much.
Thank you.
Is the gentleman there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right. I want to say something to you. I've got grandchildren in the public school systems of San Diego County, and you sound like some kind of a and all of this. That's racist in and of itself, sir.
Sir, I was trying to say to the lady, which...
No, I heard what you were trying to say. You were trying to be insulting and derogatory, and I felt it to be... Now, here, I've got three grandchildren in the Greater San Diego Unified School District, and if I had some kind of a guy like you teaching them, brother... Boy, Katie, bar the door, I can tell you that...
Oh, I don't mean to denigrate you based upon your age, but I don't need to listen to some old man.
Old man?
No, but I don't need to listen to some old man trying to tell me my job.
All right, hold on. Let me get Debbie in here because Debbie has called up. Debbie, go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
I would like to say I've been...
I just think that...
Hold on, Hal. Debbie's on right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, am I on?
Yes, Debbie, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say that I've been teaching for many, many years.
Oh, here we go.
And the term black folks is no longer acceptable. You are generalizing.
That's
you
how,
are making racist statements.
That's how they call themselves. They call themselves black folk.
No, they
Well, when's
do
the
not.
Last time you were down at Deacon Burton's Grill in Atlanta? Because that's what they say.
Well, when were
that's
you
racist.
Here other than your Ku Klux Klan meeting?
That's racist.
Am I speaking to two people or three?
Oh, I would ask Hal to hold on. Debbie's speaking. You find it to be racist, Debbie, that he says black folk?
Yes, I do, and I'm
right.
very offended by it, and I am not an African
person. Absolutely.
Yep. I am extremely offended by it, and I want parents to know who are listening out there right now. The other 99.9% of us teachers in public schools would never do that.
I don't teach in a public school, thank God on high. I teach in a private school.
Oh, I feel so sorry for
you,
those students.
Thank you, God, that I teach in a private school.
No, don't thank God.
Well, that's where you put me, in a private school. And let me tell you something. When these black kids get out into the world and they start voting for Bush, there's going to be a whole lot of people getting really upset about that.
Oh, really?
And then you're going to come back at me and you're going to say, why did you teach them to vote for Kerry? Why didn't you teach them to vote, or why did you, you know what I'm saying? Why
now,
didn't you
I
teach them to vote the right way?
J.C. Watts would have a comment to say about that. Let's see what J.C. Watts says, who's a very strong Republican. I wonder what
yeah,
he
Yeah, that's exactly correct. J.T. Watts is a young black boy from Oklahoma, and he is a...
Well, let's watch the black boy thing.
No, but whoa, don't... Yeah, see, who's the racist now? Hold on for a minute. This lady made a very... J.T. Watts, who
it's
played...
J.C.
What's that, dear?
It's J.C. Watts.
J.C. Watts?
Look at Debbie. Thank you for your call. I got to get going.
Thank
Debbie,
you very,
very
much.
Good point. And I got to get ready.
Well, no, I want to make one more point if I could.
Will you get this bastard?
Oh, a bastard, am I, huh? Did you hear that? Woo-hoo! Call me a bastard, will you? Well, I'll tell you something. In 1958, I worked for the Adlai Stevenson campaign, and at that time, I found out something very pivotal. I was told that if I... Jesus, we're stalling! We're stalling again! I hope you die. Yeah, I'll see you in hell!
Oh, boy. All right. 1-800-449-8686. We're out. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.